everything that is conscious, that that is aware, that knows about its existence, is conscious. This is consciousness. Everything comes into existence because or through consciousness. Is that what comes in existence, conscious about its existence? That's another question. People ask, why are we here on the earth? What are we doing here? My answer to that is, wrong question. Try to formulate the question a different way. The question is, who am I? Everything after that is completely obsolete.
Welcome to the Voices of the One Mind, where the elixir of wisdom flows freely. Join us as we dive into the profound thoughts of extraordinary human beings who embody wisdom, offering insights that serve as a bridge to awakening. Unshackling minds from the chains of suffering, our conversations pave the way for enhanced health, enriched lives, and exponential spiritual growth. Get ready to sip on the nectar of the One Mind with us.
Everything is consciousness. Is that so? Well, let's see what our guest from today, Bear, is answering to what is consciousness in another episode of Voices of the One Mind. Welcome, Bear. Happy to have you again here.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So our first questions for this episode will be like, what is consciousness? Is everything consciousness?
What is consciousness? Is everything consciousness? Well, the word consciousness is a very widespread word that we hear lately very much, raising the consciousness. Everyone is raising the consciousness. People are awakening. One needs to raise the consciousness. And let me put it that way. Consciousness, everything that is conscious, that is aware, that knows about its existence, is conscious. This is consciousness. And obviously the question remains, what is its existence? Is the existence of the physical body, is that consciousness, to know that already? Or does it take a little bit more? For me, it takes a little bit more to explain the world consciousness. Generically speaking, everything comes into existence because or through consciousness. Is that what comes in existence, conscious about its existence? That's another question. Though consciousness is a driving force of existence. Now when we let me put it that way, most of people nowadays are not really aware, are not really conscious about their existence. Now, what does that mean? Of course, people can look into the mirror on their body and say, of course I exist, and I know I exist because I can touch myself. That's not consciousness. That's a simple logic. Consciousness is the understanding and the integration. What is this? Who am I? Is the first question. People ask, why are we here on the earth? What are we doing here? My answer to that is, wrong question. Try to formulate the question a different way. The question is, who am I? Everything after that is completely obsolete.
Is this the first question in when you start to awaken or to be awakened, the process of awakening?
Well, there is many different, let's say, understandings of what awakenings people think. People perceive awakening as if they know that that there is some conspiracies going on in this world. Then they perceive themselves, oh wow, I found out that there are some conspiracies, and now they perceive themselves on the path of awakening.
So back to consciousness.
Back to consciousness, yeah.
Who am I?
Who am I? Exactly, that's the first question. And one who is able to answer that question is somebody who is conscious. And the obvious answer of that question is not, I am Frank and I am British and I am a carpenter. This is not the question, who am I? The question is, who am I truly, far, far, far beyond and behind the mask, the story,
the role
that we are giving ourselves, that we are playing? How does all this come into existence, and what is the reason for this? What is the reason for the earth walk? It's a big topic. And this to me is consciousness. Hence, there is consciousness in plants, there is consciousness in trees, there is consciousness in a forest, there is consciousness in animals. And talking about humans, you can absolutely say that you have so many people out there, and especially when we look into people who govern the world, so-called the leaders, the politicians, and scientists from whatever field, most of them are highly intelligent beings, but very low in their consciousness.
Oh, wait a sec. So what's the difference between consciousness and what is intelligence then?
Well, intelligence is, one can say there are people, they are born with higher intelligence, and others with lower intelligence. That might even be the fact. I never went into that. There is a group of people where for them it's much easier to capture things, to perceive things, and to store things. And all these three words are definitely part of intelligence. Intelligence is if someone has the capability to store a lot of information. So if people, that's what universities do. Universities fill people's brain with a lot of full of information, and then we call scientists who come from universities as intelligent beings. Intelligence surely is the capability to combine very fast things. You know, there are IQ tests where you need to very fast move things. People who drive very agile in a city traffic and can already see all the lights and all the cars coming have a very wide field of combination in their brain. And that's intelligence. Consciousness, intelligence is knowledge. Intelligence is storing a lot of knowledge, for example, as well. Right? Consciousness has nothing to do with storing information. Consciousness is that part that is the awareness, that part that is conscious about its existence in full. Not of the existence of the body with the name and the nationality and the job description. And hence, many people talk about consciousness and I would say lack in big parts of the consciousness of their own existence. Mm-hmm. And this is really the big difference. Somebody who is completely conscious about its existence, and again I have to stress this, its existence doesn't mean the body, it means the completeness of existence, will be a being on its earth walk that has the heart wide open and is here to serve and to do beneficial deeds for all creation.
Not only for
the ego mind, not only for the intelligence, to have advantage over others, because this is the point. That's why so many industrial leaders and rich people are highly intelligent. Because through their intelligence, they can just trick other people. I would not say differently. They can make advantage of the other people. And this intelligence leads to a very vicious expression of the ego, right? In a way that exploitation is something normal nowadays. You know, to exploit other humans, knowingly that they are doing something they don't like to do, but not just they don't like to do, which is literally unnatural for them to do. Mm-hmm. And a person who is completely conscious about its existence could never, just naturally, not cognitively, could naturally do such actions. And hence you can see very widely, if you look into today's governments and big organizations around the world, there is for sure a lot of intelligence, but the consciousness is lower than it has ever been. So consciousness is something also, again, that one cannot obtain somewhere in the outside. Consciousness is not something that someone can learn through books, through teachings, through teachers, through motivational coaches, through schools or university. You see? Intelligence, for example, can be trained, right?
Absolutely.
Intelligence can be trained through various methodologies. And consciousness is something that one needs to get oneself on the path, on the way, from a spiritual perspective. And inquiry. Inquire is a big word. Inquire. Inquire and inquire deeper and inquire deeper and inquire deeper and inquire deeper. And then the layers of consciousness will open. These are layers. Consciousness is always there. It's always there. Because everything is created out of consciousness.
When you say complete consciousness, to be aware of your complete consciousness, what can you elaborate more on the term complete in this case?
A complete consciousness is from a non-dualistic perspective, once it was understood, once it was, I always use the term understood, once it was understood, that the observer and the observed is
the same person,
is the same thing but not the same person.
Wow.
So the moment you sit down and close your eyes,
yes,
go into a meditative state, and you visualize the body sitting there, obviously the question arises, what or who is observing the body? It cannot be the body. It cannot be the mind of the body. See? So it cannot be the same person. I use the Vedic term, the yogic term, when we say Atman and Brahman is playing hide and seek, and Atman hides in Brahman, and Brahman
hides in Atman,
and is playing hide and seek, and that is the differentiation. Atman and Brahman is the same thing, right? Though in a expression, in a, for example, physical expression, the third density, it is still the same thing, but it's two objects. You see? And it plays with itself all the time. Hence, it can observe itself. And it can also say, I mean, it's such a vicious play with itself that Atman can say, I don't see you, Brahman. You don't exist. You see? Because I don't see you. So, with simple terms, God doesn't exist. I'm a human being. I only believe in things that I touch. And God doesn't exist. And when we talk about the complete consciousness or ultimate consciousness, is a term that I would describe with awareness. Once a being is in complete consciousness, a being is ready, and now that's something that might not be easy to understand for many people, is once the being is ready to give completely up consciousness and rest in the state of pure awareness. And that's the state of pure awareness, is the state of the absolute reality. In consciousness, consciousness always relates to something. You see? And some people say there is no such thing as a gradual consciousness. So some people say either you have consciousness or you don't have consciousness, which can be explained. I just try to explain different understandings of consciousness, but I do very, very much relate to that, as you can say somebody who is conscious about some parts of something, you cannot call completely conscious. And hence you can say you don't even call it consciousness. And consciousness is only something that is completely conscious about its existence. And when we say existence again, it's not only the physical human expression or the expression on Earth in the third density. And once somebody is able to give up this consciousness, meaning, okay, you are completely conscious about all existences, about the penetration, let's say, of the manifested being into the source field, one can dwell in complete awareness. That means one can dwell in complete non-relationship or non-relating to anything that is in existence. And non-relationship and non-relating doesn't mean to not connect with someone or to not be at service of someone. It just means that there is no notion anymore of setting something in any kind of perspective, in any kind of measurement, and in any kind, the most important thing, of, let's say, evaluation or judgment.
True. Apropos, many people around me mention like everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
What's your perception about this statement? Is everything energy? Everything around us?
Well, if so, first of all, no, not everything is energy. Not everything has energy.
What will be an example of not everything has energy?
Let me explain you the first dimension. People talk about the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension. If you ask this person, please make the test. What is the first and second dimension? Make the test.
Will do.
Mostly you will not get any answer. So what is the first dimension? The first dimension is frequency, vibration, energy. That's the first dimension. Out of consciousness comes frequency. This frequency starts to run in a certain vibration. And the vibration, if the vibration is high enough, the vibration creates energy. This energy creates the second dimension. What is the second dimension?
What is the second dimension?
Earth, water, sky. That's the second dimension.
Earth, water, sky.
So that's the second dimension. And what creates the sky with the water and the earth when having the right energy? It creates a third dimension. What is the third dimension? The mother, the father, and the child. That is the third dimension.
The creation that we all know.
Exactly. And that's the way how the dimensions are set up.
Until third. We will cover in another episode, fourth, five, four.
We can go further.
The reason I asked you if everything is energy, and thank you very much for your explanation, is because you just mentioned that everything is consciousness. So I just wanted to understand or use your term, understand more about what's the rapport between everything is energy and everything is consciousness, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, energy is a force that is able to penetrate through something.
Yeah.
Right, and is able to create through this force create. That's why you talk about low energy, high energy, more energy, less energy. Energetic, you're very energetic today. Energetic energy has to do with movement. Energy mm-hmm. has to do with expansion.
Mm-hmm. There are different types of energy.
I mean, people say this energy feels good,
mm-hmm.
and that energy doesn't feel good. Energies obviously have different notion coming from its vibrational field.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Frequency creates vibration, like just mm-hmm. mentioned mm-hmm. literally, and this vibration creates a certain output on energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going into any scientific explanation now. It is purely an explanation how, from a spiritual perspective, we see the creation of different dimensions, let's say of the first three dimensions.
Absolutely. You mentioned that not everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us some pointers, some examples of what?
A dead human body is not energy.
Correct, yeah. Never thought about it.
Yeah, that human body is not energy. Amorph things are not energy,
mm-hmm.
for example. So, not everything that even has a certain impulse of frequency output ends up in being an energy.
Well, thank you very much. Again, a pleasure to have you here, and thank you for sharing your wisdom with us and pointers. Definitely, I would like to see you again next to us.
Always very happy.
Thank you very much, and hope you enjoy another episode from the Voices of the One Mind.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey with another voice of the One Mind. We thank you for your support, and to ensure that you never miss a drop of this wisdom nectar, click subscribe and stay connected with us on the onemind.org. Until next time, may your path be illuminated with profound insights and growth.